Park. This was made by Wayne Henderson. If any of you folks would like to get there, love the way it looks and sounds, call Wayne and talk to him. He'll make you one. Yes, he will. I'm turning loose on one of mine that has kind of give up on the what a guitar is supposed to do. Wayne took a look at it. It was a bushwall guitar. It's a beautiful instrument. Wayne took the top off of it completely all the way around here, and you could not see where it was done and put back. And he had a little thin thing that went around here and took that pretty vine and all. And his daughter made me a pick guard to go on that thing. It was beautiful. Next time I come down here to play, I'll bring it and you can all see it too. And I told Wayne I'd pay him for the work he'd done on that guitar. Oh, and he put different bracing inside of it, so it made it stronger and play better. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take them little tiny broom straw looking bracing out of there and put this is a plug for Martin guitars. He said, I'll put Martin brakes in there and it'll hold its own.
Can I tell him a quick story before we take a break now about Wayne?
Yeah.
So Wayne lives way up in Mount Wilson, Virginia, and he lives, you know, just basically around Christmas trees that they're growing up there, and cars up on blocks and old houses and stuff. Got his shop out there, real, very, very rural. And so Eric Clapton ordered a guitar from him. And so Eric Clapton sent an envoy to check out Wayne's shop and, you know, see if he can come see it. And the envoy's looking around, and, you know, there's like four old guys sitting around the potbelly stove, Wayne with his pocket knife carving guitars. And the envoy says, now, what are you going to do when Eric Clapton gets here for security? Wayne says, security? It's not like he's Ralph Stanley.